Hey, it's Jay Moore, and it is time, finally, for America's Lakers Podcast. That's right, I'm going to be hosting America's Lakers Podcast. My man Aaron Larsoul, an analytical genius, he's going to bring to the table what I can't every Wednesday. America's Lakers Podcast exclusively at PodcastOne.com, the PodcastOne.com app, which I highly recommend. You can rate and review this podcast on all Apple products. And guess what we're not going to do? We're not going to bathe in the gossip and the gratuitous negativity that's been swallowing Los Angeles whole lately. Who did what? Who snitched? Who said what? How about truth? How about facts? How about statistics? How about rotations? What's Luke Walton thinking? Who's underperforming? Who's overachieving? Who's rewarded? Who's coming? Who's going? And what are we going to do with all that delightful, delicious cap space? America's Lakers Podcast with me, Jay Moore, and my man, my brother, Aaron Larsoul, every Wednesday, PodcastOne.com.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on, man. Get on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you. Right, Drew?
It is. I am just trying to think of ways we can get more closer with the... Because we used to get emails and stuff, right? Do we want to do that again? No?
We still get a lot of emails.
We haven't had a problem with phone calls. The emails are kind of a stopgap for when
we do phone calls.
Better when you guys can interact and ask follow-up questions.
I absolutely agree. You missed my point. I was feeling gratitude for the support we have from our listeners. I was thinking, is there something we can do for them to bring them closer? I don't know.
Well, we just can start with Ricky A&D from Pasadena.
All right. Well, if you get after it, I don't know, man.
What's up, dudes?
Hey, man.
Ricky from Pasadena.
Yeah. Hey,
Ricky's a musician.
You know what I'd like to do with you, Carolla? I think if you want to put $20 up, I'll bet you '80s and '90s songs that I can easily guess them faster than you can.
Uh-oh.
Anytime, man.
Well,
anytime.
Now we gotta get some '80s and '90s hits. Now, what kind of '80s and '90s hits? Just top 10 stuff.
Yeah, you and me, man. It'll be a battle because you're good, but I'm better.
I listen to a lot of K-Rock stuff, but there's stuff that, like in the '90s, that were hits that were top 10, but they were sort of, I don't know, kind of Paula Abdul-esque kind of music that I don't know because
I deem that horrible
music. All right, well, Gary. Yeah. Gary can, I haven't spoken to Gary about this, we did not know about this, but Gary can come up with like hits, let's start in the 80s.
Deputized Chris because he's got a bigger music.
Find like 80s hits and pop it up and you yell your name out if you know the band and the artist.
It's just Ricky versus Carolla, right?
Okay. All
right. Yeah. All right, $40, bro.
All right, here we go.
Right now?
How many,
Adam. The Clash. Should I stay or should I go? Is that on you have that song? That song sucks.
He's got Spotify.
I just haven't.
Oh, good. Should I stay? That song blows, by the way. Everyone loves The Clash. Should I stay? Indecision. That song sucks. People give Clash way too much fucking love because everyone's scared because they're like, oh, they're the cool. Oh, no, I think the Clash is cool. You think I'm cool? You must think I'm cool because I think the Clash is cool. Clash is a lot of shit. Songs, and that's one of them. Song fucking sucks. And when they went and did their own thing, when that guy Strummer, when they broke off and did their own, gotta get right out of here.
That song sucks. Play that one now, Chris.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm ahead.
He's looking for the next one.
One thing. See, the Clash they were like the original U2, man. U2.
Yeah, U2's not good either.
I know.
They're all the same song. Yeah, go ahead.
Here comes.
Adam.
Ricky.
Wrapped around your finger, the Police.
No, Every Breath You Take.
Damn it. Start the same way. Every breath. Oh, this song sucks, too. Let me hear the beginning of Wrapped Around Your Finger.
Okay.
All right. I still get half a point for the police.
I don't.
Ugh. I hate this song. God, every help you. It's a shit song.
Yeah. A little different.
It's Sting. It's Police. It's Police.
No. We're just here.
We're just doing a little recall.
That wasn't an official. Right, yeah.
Go ahead.
That wasn't a sanctioned song. There we go.
Adam.
Ricky.
Oh, you're good. A minute work. I called it first.
I wonder if there's a phone delay or something. I mean, he's. Or maybe just not hearing you call your name.
Yeah, I'm yelling my name.
I need to be in studio.
No, you do not.
I need to be in studio, bro.
All right, two more.
How about the 90s? Here's something that's a little more challenging. Because the 80s, everything's so distinct.
Adam. Duran Duran, Girls on Film.
Yeah. It was hard to hear.
Dude,
that.
I couldn't even hear it.
All right, we'll turn it up. Here we go. Adam. I'm so excited.
Wow. Who does that?
I'm so, but the I'm about to, and I think I like it. God, how game oh, I that I know that. I think it's a one hit wonder. I don't.
There you are.
Pointer Sisters.
Yep. You got it.
Oh, just off the like half a drum fill. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I have a weird mind for that stuff. You picked the wrong hombre to bother with. Hey, Ricky, you're not bad. You're just not as good as me.
Well, if he were in the...
I was in studio, bro, I think you'd get me.
I don't think so.
We have to someday get like a buzzer and a whole thing here. With
should I stay or should I get a decision by me? Hey, you don't want me.
I got a question for Drew, man.
Yeah, Ricky, what's up, man?
God, someone just tell those guys to knock it off with that shit song already.
What's up, Ricky?
I know. Resurgence because it was Stranger Things, too.
I got a question for Drew about Adderall.
Adderall, yep.
Yeah. Hey, Drew, by the way, man, I did TrueCar. I got a Ford Transit stand for all my equipment for gigging.
Nice. We like that.
Yeah. 3.5 EcoBoost, that thing rips. So everybody on the club scene, dude, is doing the Adderall. And, I mean, is it going to be a big deal down the road?
Hard to say. If people get strung out on it, yeah. I mean, if you look at the generic name of the molecule, it's dextroamphetamine. That's what it is, amphetamine. And if you are, you can get rhythm disturbances, you can have mood disturbances and manias and addictions. Is it going to affect everybody that way? No. It's a relatively safe medication, but it will have consequences for some. It's hard to predict for whom. I wouldn't want to expose myself to that stuff.
When you say like a mood disturbance, what exactly? Because one of my friends is acting really weird, and that's why he asked me to ask you. He's scared to call in because he says Adam would yell at him.
How much is he taking every day?
I don't know, man. I never took it. I don't know how
much
he's taking.
Well, they can get manic, and they can get paranoid, and they can can start to really affect him.
Thanks, Ricky. The whole thing is, being altered is. Fine. Being altered a lot is not fine.
Right.
So whatever that is that you're looking for, that you're doing, how much or when or how early or how often, just think weekend nights and not too much alteration. You're going there. There's the and we're trying to figure out a way around everything, which is how do I do this and how do I do that and how do I do this? And the answer is really just you don't or you can't. You can't. Just do everything. There are certain things that we kind of synthesize, like we're talking off the air about like vaping and e-cigarettes and stuff. Like science has found its way around certain things and nicotine gum and stuff. But for the most part, we are kind of inflicting wounds on ourselves and then trying to figure out ways to fix it without fixing it. And then it's sort of like, what are we doing?
Right. How to make dangerous things not dangerous. It doesn't even make sense. They're just dangerous.
You can now get the I'm ODing on drugs inhaler over the counter now. I hear, which I don't have strong judgments about. I just think, well, we're at a point where we're just going to give you a thing that you can carry with you and you start ODing.
That's really for everybody around them.
Well, everyone around them, right.
And yes, we should all carry them. That's how common it is.
Right, but it's a sad testimonial that those now are going to be in the purse of the yep. girlfriend of the 21-year-old dude.
Oh, how about the 8-year-old child of the 30-year-old mom
right.
who's taking too much OxyContin?
Good times,
it
man.
Is good times,
yeah. All right. Well, he bought a van. He bought a Ford van, and he got it with True Car. That much we like. Shopping for a car, make sure you're getting real pricing on actual inventory. People configure cars online only to find out they are not available. You go to True Car, they'll be available or they won't be there. Real pricing on actual inventory, not pricing offered by True Car, but pricing from an actual True Car certified dealer. Over 3 million cars sold by over 13,000 True Car certified dealers nationwide. So, if you're ready to buy new or you're ready to buy used, you got one option. That is True Car. You save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. And again, you know, it's maybe it's come to the end of the year. It's time to turn that lease in. Maybe you want something new. Maybe you want a little change of atmosphere, like our great friends when they went solo, The Clash, wrote a compelling song about a change of atmosphere. When you're ready to buy and you want a little change of atmosphere, you go with True Car. You got a new, you go used, you go True Car. You find out what everyone else is paying. You have a more confident buying experience. Gotta get myself right out of here. What is it going on? What, does The Clash have pictures of everyone naked or something and everyone's scared?
No, you know what it was, I think? It was a uniquely...
What if The Clash was from Utah?
That wouldn't have gone.
It wouldn't work, right?
Because it was the British invasion, and it sounded European in a kind of weird way. You know what I mean? And it was something that sort of led that whole new wave thing.
Yeah. Clash has some good songs, yeah. and then
but it wasn't,
they have some bad songs.
No one ever
Ray showed me a few songs that weren't singles, and I thought they were pretty good.
No one ever said this is musically spectacular. It was just sort of significant in terms of the evolution of music, I think, more than anything. And the, some of the social and even fashion stuff that came along with that.
Okay. Favorite Clash song? Clamp Down. That's my favorite Clash song.
Here we go.
But they never really gets played that often.
A lot of whiny adolescent sound.
Yeah,
you know, it's that sound that came in.
Yeah, not that good a band. Everyone makes a big deal out of them. They're all right. They're pretty, and also pretty basic. I mean, that's their music and their instruments and their vocals are like pretty like.
Do you like Talking Heads?
I like. See, my Talking Heads relationship is, yes, there are a lot of interesting Talking Heads songs.
Okay.
And you'll never you hear way too much like Burning Down the House and not enough Pulled Up or even Psycho Killer, certain songs that they have that are good. But like many, many bands, I'll one day anoint my number one band of songs that are good, but they play... They're crap songs on the radio, and they never stop playing those songs.
Yeah.
And Talking Heads kind of that way, but I like Talking Heads. But, like, Pulled Up's a good song you guys should go look for. All right. Should we play?
Calls. Jake.
Talk to Jake, 30, San Francisco. Jake. Mm-hmm.
Jake's took SSR. There he is.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jake. It's always entertaining. Jake!
Yeah, well, let Jake's phone get hooked up with his Bluetooth.
Right.
Drew, what bands do you like? You like Scotty, Snotty, and the Hankies?
Yeah, of course. They're my prom band.
No. You like Looking Glass.
Blues Traveler.
No, not one. Blues
they
Traveler.
Were, they were the other. They were, but no, they no, were the other prom
no,
band.
You're saying Blues Traveler.
Oh, you're
Traveler.
Right. You're right.
Blues
pardon.
Image.
Blues Image. Yes, yes.
Blues Image.
Blues Traveler was
73 yeah. men sailed on a San Francisco Bay. So Ride, Captain, ride upon your mystery ship. There's a lot of weird nautical songs in the 70s.
Even Christopher Cross.
Yeah,
that was Ride Like the Wind.
Da 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 da. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
73. How many guys? Was it 73? Mm-hmm. On a San Francisco Bay.
73 men sailed up.
Yeah. So when my wife says to me, now I told you 7:30 the movie started. I went, you said 7. No, 7:30. Believe me, I said 7:30. No, I heard you say 7, and that's what I remember. Nah, I'm pretty sure I said 7. Who do we believe in that exchange? Drew, you with me?
No, I know not to question the Corolla of steel trap. But I was sitting here thinking.
They played your prom?
Oh, yeah.
How many times did they do the song? Like 11?
I remember it coming kind of at the end. Yeah. Yeah, I think they had three other songs.
Ride, Captain, ride. Yeah. Drew probably longing for a custom van about then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Custom van. Van that was custom.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, still back, my head's back at that.
Vans were so popular, there was a movie called The Van, just about vans. That's how popular the vans were.
And by the way, they should have just called them rape containers. rape capsules.
Mobile rape capsules.
Yeah, mobile rape capsules.
Yeah, like, you know what a bookmobile is?
Yeah.
Inner city kids
yes.
with books? This is that with rape.
Yes, they were mobile rape capsules, and all the songs
there's a lot of young ladies who can't get out to the rape centers. We bring them. This is us.
MRC.
Yeah, they have the thing. They have the book. They have the bloodmobile. They're coming to take the blood because people can't get to the hospital. A lot of folks.
Yeah.
A lot of lower middle class folks can't get out to the rape emporiums. We bring you the rape mobile.
Bring you the penises.
That's right.
Penis. I'll tell you this, Drew. I drove a minivan in college. It did not have the same effect.
No.
You
no,
minivan.
Driving a minivan.
The mini.
That's the
damn
man.
Mini.
We're talking about. Here's what we're talking about. Talking about a van with a bed in the back. That's what we're talking about. Seriously.
Oftentimes.
Chris is looking at me like I'm speaking some other language.
A water bed.
Oh.
Go look up pictures of like.
And a picture of a white tiger on the side of the, bed.
Or Norseman, like a Viking on there.
Or a giant, like Tahitian.
The airbrush painting.
The guy yes. Boris, you know, the guy yeah. do the chick riding the snow leopard yeah. With the bikini yes. made of pewter. Super practical. Just Google in. Custom 70s van and then do an image search and you will see
interiors
well,
too.
It's carpeted
all the inside, right? Every inch is carpeted except
yeah.
for the bed.
Yeah, and then you shall
No.
Yeah,
oh, yeah
that's
go,
right.
Go,
you
yeah.
shall see what a custom van looked like, and when you get to the inside, that's where the bar and the captain's yeah. chairs. Yeah.
I
the
made
water
one of those
bed.
With my minivan. I took out the captain's chairs. I cleared out the back. I put a rug in there.
Right. Sweet.
Nobody right. cared.
There, look at the interior of these things. Look at this.
Yeah, man, it's oh, a geez. Sweet ride.
There it is.
Sweet, lot of plushness.
A lot of crushed velvet.
A lot of crushed velvets and TV sets.
It's
and
so disgusting. Nothing was ever that nice. It was always there was the captain's chairs.
Nothing ever worked.
It's really just a mattress on a carpet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody discovered shag carpet, and then somebody figured. Hey, we can put shag carpet everywhere. Like, we don't have to just put it in your house. We'll yeah. put it on the roof of your van. We'll put it inside the van. We'll put it up the wall.
Yeah.
And everyone just went nuts with shag, right?
Yeah. Which was the dirtiest, filthiest, shittiest carpet of all time.
I just couldn't imagine. It's the opposite.
I remember people raking their carpets.
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right, listen. Let's go to something worthwhile like Onnit.
Yeah.
You've heard us talk about Onnit. The amazing supplements like Alpha Brain, Buffalo Meat Warrior Bars, MCT oil, flavored MCT oil. Onnit CEO Aubrey Marcus did take a knee, and Adam, he talked about college athlete from having been a college athlete to running the multi-million dollar health brand Onnit. And his experience with ayahuasca. Ooh, he talked mm-hmm. about hallucinogenics, huh?
Yeah, check it out.
You know, I had an experience. It was about the 10th time where ayahuasca took me down this path where it was like, you know what? Not only you're going to die, it's that you never mattered. It's like, mm-hmm. you're nothing. You're the gum on nothing's shoe. You're water borrowed from the ocean and the ocean forgot. You're completely worthless. And so I had to surrender. Like, even in my death, I had some idea like, well, I lived well. I'll leave a legacy. Some people will remember me. I was like, nah, bitch, you're nothing.
You can see the whole thing, the entire podcast, and behind the scenes mini doc free at onnit.com/Adam. That's right. Onnit, onnit.com/Adam. Why does that say equals happiness? That's interesting. While you're there, save 10% on your entire order at Onnit. Go to onnit.com. Again, watch the Take a Knee episode for free. Go to onnit.com/Adam right now. And don't forget about the great supplement, the MCT oils that we like, and it's the emulsified MCT oils, too. We love that stuff. Watch that whole episode and the podcast, behind the scenes, mini doc, onnit.com, O-N-N-I-T, onnit.com/Adam.
All right. I had a thing today. It's a lot of this. I'm always semi-obsessed with people and their jobs and how they no one really does their job. And it's a kind of a – I did a thing today earlier. And I had to be somewhere and they're going to film it for this movie. And I said, is there going to be – and they said, oh, they'll have a makeup person there. You get into makeup at 10:30 and we shoot at 11. And I thought, okay. Yeah. And I started to leave the house and I thought, should I goo up my hair? Should I put the hair goo in? And then I thought, they got a makeup person there. So they got a makeup person, so they'll have the hair goo because my hair's pretty puby. And I was like, and I remember kind of pausing. And I guess that was my window. Now, I do sometimes keep hair goo in my car and I actually lift the console to see if it was in there. But it wasn't in there. And I thought, okay. And I went in and got the makeup put on. And the lady had her spread out on the table and everything. And I said, do you have any hair pomade or gel or anything like that? And she said, I got hairspray. And I said, yeah, do you have any, like, hair gel or cream or pomade or something like that? And she said, I got hairspray.
Again, and I said, go around?
Yeah, but isn't the hairspray just to kind of, like, hold
the pubes up?
Hold them up? Like, do you have any cream? Well, I got the hairspray. And then she said, I got the hairspray. It's the same thing. And I remember, like, going, like, I don't have time to say to everyone, like, what do you do? What do you do? What do you mean it's the same thing? I'm talking about this creamy pomade that I rub in my hands and rub in my hair, not the stuff that sort of keeps your part nice for older guys. And she's like, it's the same.
Well, at least you didn't.
And I don't know, but here's what I'm saying. Does she think the weird Aquanetti thing is the same, or is she just going, shut up? Or
She is two things. You could have gotten the, I can't touch hair. I'm makeup, I can't touch hair, which is the worst response.
She doesn't need to touch hair. Touch hair. Just have a little container, something the size of a hockey puck with hair stuff in it.
She's saying, in terms of getting the flyaways down, she could do it with the hairspray. I think that's what she's talking about.
You have a kit.
I know.
Why not the hockey puck size thing of pomade? You ever have five guys sitting around a table. Like, maybe one of them would want this. Yeah. Why not have it with you? That's my old thing. And then why the hairspray? And then why are we saying it's the same?
What'd you film? What'd you get?
It's not. I was working on No Safe Spaces, and I was filming.
Oh, this
filming
is where you did Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, I did Jordan Peterson as well. Yeah. Jordan Peterson I found to be a very interesting guy who's long on information and short on charisma.
Yeah.
So the problem with the Dumbos in our society is if you just lay out a whole bunch of information that's not refutable, they don't care. They would rather see somebody do it in a passionate way. Right. They'd much rather hear John Stewart. They'd much rather hear Bill Maher deliver his argument, even if his argument didn't make any sense, than Jordan Peterson deliver his argument, even if his argument made all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
It's a kind of stupid, I would argue.
I would argue it's primitive.
It's primitive. Yeah. It's primitive.
Which we are way into now.
Yeah,
way
so it's like, primitive. So you're just sitting there and going, yeah, well, this guy seems to know what he's talking about, but he's got male pattern baldness, and I don't trust him. this guy's good looking, so he can talk all he wants. It's stupid. Well, primitive, stupid, primitive, but stupid is primitive, or yeah. primitive is stupid. You know, it's like, yeah, it's primitive. Like, I don't trust this guy, or I don't, whatever. He's a guy that has thought this stuff out, and there's not much, I mean, good luck arguing with him. I don't see, here's the thing. It's almost this, Drew. If I said to you, I don't like to talk about construction, but if I said to you, look, you're doing a subfloor and you don't want that subfloor to squeak, you take some subfloor adhesive, big tube, big caulking gun, lay down a nice rope along the top of the joist, put your three-quarter plywood on there, and then instead of using 8-penny nails or even ring shank nails, you screw that thing off with Deckers. And instead of doing it every foot, you do it every 8 inches, and you screw the shit out of that thing, and it'll never squeak. You can say, I knew a guy once, put the thing down, had no subfloor adhesive, and he just used 8-penny sinker nails, and it still isn't squeaking. You can say that.
Yeah.
Or you can go, I don't know, I feel like subfloor adhesive is overrated. You can say whatever you want, but you're not going to ever talk me out of, or sane people, you're not going to talk them out of this mechanical, this thing that is. It just is.
Right.
And when you're Jordan Peterson or even Ben Shapiro, when they argue, it is. You're going to have a hard... Now, you can call him a racist or scream something, and that's the whole thing. You're trying to win this argument over subflooring. You can never argue with what I just said, and you'll never win, but...
It can make you not talk.
If you called...
Make you stop talking.
If you called me a homophobe, then we could then start arguing over what I thought about gay and lesbian folk, because I'm clearly going to win the subfloor argument. There is no winning that argument, but... You call me a hate merchant, and then we start arguing about whether I'm a hate merchant or not, and now every argument's a tie, because we're no longer arguing over this thing. I clearly get the win in the subflooring argument. They will never just go there and go, I will engage you on this subfloor argument, and I will show you, I will offer alternatives to your techniques, and I will show you how effective, and I'll produce data that says how effective that is. The reason they don't do that is because that's not doable. It's not doable when I'm talking to the crazy bitch at HuffPo and I'm telling her family and education
you can go,
is the future.
Logic doesn't matter. Logic is something created by white male misogynists. So logic is already something we cannot be relying on.
Well, you've made the conceit that you would like to...
And the evidence was it was collected by a white man.
But
so
the
that
conceit
can't be trusted.
For the ditzy broad at HuffPo is we'd like to do away with the school-to-prison pipeline, so we can at least argue that we'd like to get rid of squeaking in the subfloor. Now, I'm giving you a very concrete, pardon the pun,
well, I was
way
thinking
to
about
stop
this.
That.
Yeah, this is back to Tim Allen's thing about what's the end point, what's the end game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was saying that, if you remember, earlier in the year when it came to demonstrations. Remember, people would go out and resist and demonstrate? I'm like, what? And I talked to a guy from the 60s who was a big demonstrator down in the South during the civil rights movements, and he said they had one absolute rule, which is every demonstration had to have a specific end in mind. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A civil right,
here's what we want.
Here's what we want. Out of Vietnam now, period. Mm-hmm. We want a civil rights act. We want, you know, and that's it.
We're here, we're queer, get used to it. The end game was you guys getting used to me being queer.
Well, even that makes sense as compared to just, we're just here. We're marching.
Get it. Chris has a quick question here. Chris, Hawaii, 32.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
So a couple quick comments I wanted to say. I hope you guys come out to Hawaii sometime soon. Wow. And also, I hope one of you guys at some point has Sam Harris on. I think that'd be awesome. But as far as my question, Adam, I just wanted to know, I was thinking, like, there's a lot of the stuff that you talk about on the show, like, you know, the cold showering and all that kind of stuff. And it's hard for me to get that self-discipline in place. And then I was thinking, man, if only I could just, like, pay somebody to help me get that started. And I figured, you know, I'd ask you, how much do you think you would charge if somebody asked you to do that for them?
Now, are we allowed to wear trunks in the shower? Because I got a sliding scale. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If I can wear board shorts, we can shower together. That's relatively inexpensive. I am going to be working on doing more motivational stuff.
Really?
Yes.
How are you going to do that?
I love taking a knee, by the way. Thank you for that, too.
Oh, thank you for signing up and listening to that. I think it's about, I don't know, $2 or $3 a month or something.
It's pretty cheap, but go to podcast1premium.com and sign up, and you get not only Take a Knee, all the episodes of everything we've ever done, and their whole network. It's a bargain.
It's a bargain. It's as bargaining as it gets. A few bucks a month, you get their entire catalog. So let me answer, and I'll answer both of you, but I'll answer Drew. Yeah. There are guys who do motivational speaking, and it's a big business, obviously. Tony Robbins, whatever. Ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Remember, I've always said to you, Drew, when it came to comedy, why are you going, not you,
one,
why is one going out there and trying to beat John Oliver and John Stewart and Bill Maher and Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon? You think you're funnier than those guys? You think you're harder working than those guys? You think you're going to go up there, duke it out with those guys and beat them? Why not do morning radio and get the same? Now, it doesn't exist anymore,
yeah,
but you can be 1/10 as funny as that and make a ton of cash if you just stay in morning radio, find a gig in morning radio. Yeah. And again, these conversations go back 20 years,
yeah,
but I mean, there are guys out here, we can think of them, teams and individuals. Nowhere near. If they went up and tried to do what Jon Stewart did or any of these guys did, they'd be eviscerated, yeah, and they'd never make a penny.
Yeah.
But they don't. They go over here. I've always thought that about motivational stuff. Why doing all the comedy? Why doing all the touring? Why doing all the stand-up? You got to compete. That market is a tough, competitive market filled with insanely talented people. Why not go over here and be the funniest motivator?
Right.
Instead of the 1,700th funniest comedian.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
It's a great idea.
You should do it, too. And you know what else you should do? ZipRecruiter. I'll tell you next show how it works. You go to ZipRecruiter. You want great talent for your business, but you're short on time. That's right. Don't get lost in a stack of resumes. You get the perfect hire, and you do it right now. You need the smart tools. You need ZipRecruiter. Post your job to 100-plus leading job boards with one click. Smart matching technology actively notifies qualified candidates about your job in minutes, so you get the best matches just like that. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. What a time we're living in, huh?
Mm-hmm.
ZipRecruiter, it's the smartest way to hire. It's ZipRecruiter, right, Drew?
Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified candidates with immediate results. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. That, again, is ZipRecruiter.com/ADS for free. One more time, ZipRecruiter.com/ADS.
All right. We can check out Corolla Drinks. Lots of events coming up, man. Tonight, Churchill's Pub, Miami. Be there and listen to Loxie and Dawson play and all the lackeys and all that. Go to Corolla Drinks. Say hi. And check out iTunes. Give us a nice rating and review. Always appreciate that. Chassis with two S's and a Y there. We got lots running there. We got merch over at Corolla Drinks and Adam Carolla Show. We got the Bucks Lips, man. Be a genius and get one, Drew.
Yeah, go to doctor.com. Check out our family pods and check out me and Mike Rappaport on the Dr. Drew podcast.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew. Say, mahalo.